Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. The game is Tough Ass Trivia. One very difficult trivia question for you. Could be sports, could be movies, could be TV, could be anything. Get it right, you get two prizes. Major reward, secondary prize. Secondary is the Two Guys Named Chris can hugger, koozie. If you only want the secondary prize, you can go multiple choice, or you can ask our panel, Chris Dim or Biggie. Once you do that, you do only get that secondary prize. They're waving now. Hunter's on the phone to play. Hello, Hunter. How you doing?
Doing good. Do you want from Winston-Salem?
Well, thank you very much for listening. Here's your question. Phil Robertson from the TV show Duck Dynasty was the starting quarterback at Louisiana Tech University once. His senior year, he quit football to focus on duck hunting, which opened up the spot for the backup quarterback. Who was the backup quarterback?
Well, I have no clue anything about football, so I'll have to go with I'll have to go with help from the panel.
Well, would you like Chris Dim or Biggie?
We'll go with Biggie.
All right, Biggie. I'm surprised. I hate you don't know anything about football. Let's see what Biggie has to say here. Phil Robertson of Duck Dynasty was once the starting quarterback at Louisiana Tech University. His senior year, he quit football to focus on duck hunting, which opened up the spot for the backup quarterback. Who was the backup quarterback?
I feel like you picked wrong. You should have gone with Chris Dim. I bet he would know. I have absolutely no clue. I'll just throw someone out. Joe Namath.
He says Joe Namath, Hunter.
Sounds good to me.
No, sorry. I bet Chris Dim does know.
I bet it's Terry Bradshaw.
There you go.
Terry Bradshaw. Sorry. Down in the swamps of Louisiana.
Namath was on the Crimson Tide.
Yes. I thought so.
That's where Terry's from, down in Louisiana. And he did become the starting quarterback. And in fact, they've met each other over the years. And Phil told Terry, I went for the Ducks, you went for the Bucks. And that's exactly what he got. Boom. That's Phil Robertson for you. And yes, it is Terry Bradshaw. Philip is on the line to play. Hello, Philip. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I had a bad connection. My name is Mark, sir.
Okay.
That is a bad connection.
It really is.
That's a terrible connection, frankly.
My goodness.
That happened to me yesterday. I was placing a phone call, and this hasn't happened since the 90s.
Yeah.
And the woman on the other end said, I can't hear you. And so I took it off speaker because everything's on speaker. And she said, I still can't hear you. So I hung up.
That was it.
I had to call back. I just drove to a different place.
Yeah. How about that? My wife had an issue yesterday. She was trying to do a teledoc thing and got so frustrated. My daughter has a cold and was hoping to get like something, you know, phoned in, like a prescription. And so she got so frustrated with trying to go through the process and everything. Finally, she just said, she's going to have to tough it out. Hung up.
Take some DayQuil.
Yeah. There was no teledoc. We're not going to do it. Just couldn't get it done. Yeah. Apparently, I'm the guy who is like the lead person on the account. You know what I mean? I'm like, So she couldn't get them to let her.
You didn't have standing?
She didn't have any standing at all. And she's like, I'm a woman. It's because I'm a woman. They were like, well, it's your husband's policy, technically.
Yeah, we need his name.
Yes.
Why don't you mosey on over and get your husband?
What?
Frankly, I'm impressed you made it this far, little lady.
Yeah.
All right, sweetheart. You're dabbling in a world you don't understand, do you? Yeah, get on over there.
Yeah, most of women have trouble with the number sequences.
What? I can't believe it. She was so mad. And then finally she's like, she's just going to have to tough it out.
To speak with the manager, press 9.
Oh, we got a lot of that too. A lot of that.
Supervisor.
Yeah, oh, we did a lot of that. Para continuar en español, a prima dos ahora.
Back to Philip Mark.
Yes, Mark, or possibly Philip. How are you? You ready to play?
Yes, sir, and I just drove by Henry James Barbecue.
Oh, stop in, tell him, hey, that's the best barbecue you're going to find. That's it.
Yes, sir.
You know it. Okay, here's your question. What was the first candy in space chosen by shuttle astronauts as part of their food supply?
M&M.
Yes, it is M&M.
Tat.
Well done.
Nice get.
It withstood the pressures of space nicely, and they loved them. And it was easy. They were shareable, so they went with M&Ms.
That's great get.
Excellent get. He's got a Henry James barbecue and an M&M.
What year?
That was this. It was the shuttle program. I should have looked up.
That was most of the 80s.
I was going to say busy. Early 80s, probably. Columbia in like 81 went up for the first time. That is an excellent get. John, hello. How you doing?
I'm doing great, guys.
Excellent. Great to hear from you. Here's your question. How many enemy planes must a pilot shoot down to be considered an ace?
10.
5. Only 5 to be considered an ace. You know that?
I did.
How'd you know that, your dad?
Yeah. Oh, and plus, you know, learning like World War II. Mm-hmm. I mean, excuse me, World War I. We would call them flying aces.
That's right. But you had to get 5.
And you would confirm to be an ace, you had to have 5.
That's right.
Confirmed shot downs.
I'm impressed you know that. I did not know that. I've heard the term ace.
And they used to put they'd put a decal on the side of your plane.
For everyone you shot down?
In World War II, they did. Like, if you were to take down a Japanese plane, you'd get a decal on the side of your plane.
Mm-hmm. Seems so celebratory, you know?
All right.
Soft.
Let's light this candle up here.
Yeah, the badge candle. Time.
Light the badge candle.
Oh, that's what we should do every time you're really going soft.
Light the candle. Like this morning when I said Kamala Harris was probably going to win the... Soft.
Soft.
Light the badge candle.
Right there.
That's a little in your face, right?
It's war.
Yeah.
Well, I know.
They're trying to kill you.
You're right.
But this is also the same guy who thinks we can talk to North Korea.
Oh, and North Korea will give things up voluntarily. Yeah. And change
right.
their ways.
You're right. Light the badge candle, everybody. He's going soft on us. Danny, hello. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Kelly. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. A clock tower from the set of what other movie can be seen in St. Elmo's Fire? In some scenes, it's down the street from the bar, St. Elmo's Fire, but it's much more prominent in what movie?
Let me get help from the Chris Dim.
All right, Chris Dim. A clock tower from the set of what other movie can be seen in certain scenes of St. Elmo's Fire? In some scenes, it's down the street from the bar, St. Elmo's Fire, but is more prominent in what movie?
Well, I was thinking, my first thought, of course, was Buster Keaton's Modern Times.
Obviously. You were there for opening night.
But it's got to be Back to the Future.
He says Back to the Future, Danny.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's a clock tower movie.
Yeah.
Sure. I thought that was an interesting. I've never noticed it in.
Yeah, that's a good little factoid.
I'll be looking for it here. I bet they've got it online where you can see it. Daryl, hello. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you guys?
Doing well, thank you. Here's your question. Benjamin Harrison was the 23rd president of the United States and was, according to historians, addicted to what vegetable? When he was in college, his family wrote him a letter begging him to lay off what vegetable?
Never heard this one, so I will just guess broccoli.
No, it is not broccoli. Cucumber man.
He's eaten so many of them.
I think he just chomped them raw.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
apparently had them with him wherever he went and would just eat them raw. And they wrote to him and said, please, for the love of God, stop.
I mean, it has no flavor. It's nothing.
Stop with the cucumber.
Are they bad for you, good for you, in between?
I think they're good for you.
I think they're fine, but they're mostly just water and nothing.
There's fiber, right? Some?
I read that
the rind?
The peel, the rind, don't peel them because that's the best part for you. It's full of nutrients. I have one a day.
A cucumber?
Full disclosure.
Yeah, let's light that up.
I'm reaching for the lighter, Biggie, now.
A cucumber a day.
Well, I should go. I should explain.
And you got the nerve to call the president crazy? You eat one a day?
I should
say. A full size?
No. A midget cucumber.
Can you say that?
It's a slim English cucumber, half size.
Oh, my God.
That I'll either. Sometimes I lay them on top of the salad, or sometimes I'll just have them, you know.
Raw.
Raw, yeah. So.
Don't ever be photographed eating that. It'll be the end of the show.
You know what? Biggie, Kelly's son will be home this weekend. He'll get your pick.
Yeah. It's because I read how nutritious.
We know why.
Gonna light the candle.
Yeah.
We're lighting the match candle. Because of the cucumber comment and others. Oh, the World War II comment.